it is. The lifestyle klaxon has sounded, ladies and gentlemen. And apparently, Joe, us Brits like to get rid of annoying family and friends. We'd like to when we're on holiday with them. Big brother style. Chuck them all in the house. Get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, that's what I think you can do. a quarter of people apparently argue whilst they're on holiday.
I've got to admit, I probably argue at least once minimum.
Really?
Minimum. Yeah, of course you do. It's too hot. And then especially if you're going with missus, for example, one of you gets stressed about the luggage, in my case, normally her, or whatever. So then I get annoyed because she's annoyed. I want to go to pub. She wants to go on a walk.
Oh, I can see how it all can turn out.
It just spiralises all the way down.
Well, let's discuss this, ladies and gentlemen. Instead of the lifestyle klaxon, really, we should probably have used this. It is, of course, Barry from EastEnders. It's Sean Williamson. Good morning, Sean.
I love a klaxon. You can't beat a klaxon.
You can't. You can't, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very well, thank you, Darren and Joe. Nice to be speaking to you.
Lovely to speaking to you, Sean. Tell us a little bit about this research. This research has been done by Villa Plus.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about
it. Well, what it is, obviously, Villa Plus, they've got hundreds of villas all over Europe. So they commissioned this survey because it's in their best interest to know what people want out of a holiday.
Yeah.
And then one of the most interesting things that came up, and they wanted to know people's likes, dislikes, was... as you said, you know, a lot of people, they argue whilst on holiday. And I think they find that they've probably picked the wrong people to go away with. Because I think all things, it all sounds great on paper. But I think, you know, that you're going away with people that you might just know these people sometimes from the pub. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might meet up on a Friday or a Sunday lunchtime and think, oh, I get on with them, nice people. And then it's different living with people for 2 weeks in a confined space, you know. I think also that there's arguments about group dinners and days out and where to go. So, you know, I think you just got to be very careful who you pick to go away with, really.
I think you're probably right. I mean, you didn't get any choice who you were in the Big Brother house in last year. Who were you in with last year?
Well, it was a bit light on there was a lot of... sort of reality TV people, and they were all lovely.
Yeah.
Very nice. There was Sandy from Gogglebox, who was a bit of a character.
Yeah.
She did all the cooking.
Okay.
There was Derek Acora, the medium.
Oh, good Lord. Derek Acora, really?
yeah, he was in there. I kept telling him, you know, just give me the numbers of the winning lottery ticket next week, please. But he couldn't produce the goods. Paul Danan, ex-Hollyoaks Wild Boy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it was an interesting mix, and the obligatory group of Americans... who I'd never heard of, but I think on the first night I had to nominate somebody blind because I hadn't got to know them, and I failed a task, and I nominated a mafia housewife. I didn't know. I'm going to have to buy a horse now just so they can cut its head off and put it in my bed. It's a nightmare, you know. But yeah, I learned a few survival skills in there, you know. Just how to sort of try and avoid people or skirt around certain issues. And I think another thing that this people admit to in this survey was perhaps avoiding certain topics of conversation so they don't end up arguing with people, because obviously not everybody thinks the same politically or socially, you know. So I think it can be a fine balancing act when you go away with people. What I would suggest personally is that if you are going away with a group of people, at least book a few meals out on your own as a couple, do you know what I mean? Or a few day trips on your own away.
Yeah.
Don't do everything together, you know what I mean? I think it's a recipe for disaster.
I think it probably says more about me than anybody else, but I think it's a case of no matter who I went away with, say if I was going away with somebody for 2 weeks, I'm probably going to bicker about something.
Really?
Even if it's just a meal. So how do you get past that, Sean? Is there any sort of like ways that you can... Because even like I said, you mentioned maybe booking meals away from the rest of the group, but just the two of you, but sometimes even you two can't agree on it.
No, you're right. You know, I'm incredibly antisocial. So, you know, I did go away once with two other couples, and I remember once us guys had a bit of a late night out, and I think their wives were more forgiving of them than mine. So the next day, we agreed that those two couples would go out for the evening, and myself and my wife would have a sort of conciliatory meal, just the two of us in the villa. And we were halfway through the meal, and they came back early and sat around the table and joined us, you know.
Oh, dear.
It was so annoying, you know. I don't know what it is. Perhaps it is, as you said, Joe, perhaps it is the sun just goes to people's heads, and they start sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Acting,
I think so.
Acting a bit doolally, but I think it's just about really giving it some serious thought about who you're going away with, and if it's unavoidable, you know, as I say, just try and make some space within that, because you know you're all going to sort of wake up together and have to share some breakfast space and have, as you say, nights out together and meals together. But just make a bit of time for yourself, I reckon.
Sean, a couple of things I have to ask you about. There was a thing that went viral around the time of Trump's inauguration.
That was Jake Wood from EastEnders.
Of you singing at Trump's inauguration. Yeah. It was a fantastic video. And for a while, I believed it. That you were singing there.
In the street. So what happened was, for people who didn't see it, what happened was I do a lot of cabaret and singing, so... There's a clip online of me singing at the World Indoor Bowls Championship at Cottage Resort at Yarmouth. See, because it's basically part of warming the crowd up.
Yeah.
And I sang Something Inside So Strong by Labby Siffery. So fast forward to Trump's inauguration, nobody wanted to play it because musicians and acts are notoriously, you know, as we know, most of them are quite left wing. So nobody wanted to touch his inauguration with a barge pole. So Jake Wood of EastEnders, Max Branning fame, sliced together very cleverly. Footage of me singing Something Inside So Strong, and then it kept cutting away to the Trump family standing on a, you know, on a podium at his inauguration. It looked like I was singing at his inauguration. And of course, people bought it, you know. Bought it, hook, line, and sinker in the street. They said, "Oh, you're just back from America then?" And in the end, I think I put on Twitter, what a great weekend in Washington. Great lineup. Me, Jive Bunny, the Black and White Minstrels. And,
Jive Bunny.
Yeah, Jive Bunny, Black and White Minstrels. And who's the Irish comedian? There's more. Jimmy Cricket. Yeah.
Jimmy Cricket. Good.
There's a lineup.
What a lineup that would be for Trump's inauguration. He'd have been happy to have that, to be honest with you, I think. Yeah. Secondly, extras for me is like one of the best comedies that there's ever been around. I mean, that must have been great fun to be involved with.
I was so lucky because when you leave a show like EastEnders, you need to keep the ball in the air. You know, so many people just fall through the cracks, and you never really sort of never quite get that back again. You know, which I understand, it's the biggest show in the country. So luckily, about a year later, Ricky phoned me up. He phoned me direct. He never goes through people's agents. He always gets hold of your phone number. I said, "Where did you get my number from?" He said, "The toilet wall of the service station." So he convinces you to be in it. I didn't need much convincing. Says, by the time he talks to your agent, they got no bargaining power then, you know. And it was great. I mean, the first series, I was only in three, and I was in the office with Stephen. And I think we filmed it in a day and a half. And I thought, that was nice. But then the second series, when it fell on the mat, I was in all six in scenes with David Bowie and... They've made the part bigger, and it was such an honour to be in it. And then they put me in the spin-off Life Too Short with Warwick Davis, and that's where I got to work with the late, great Keith Chegwin, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a shame. And they're all happy memories of working with him and Les Dennis. Great fun.
It's an excellent show. I mean, what I love about you, Sean, is the way you've embraced Barry from EastEnders, even after, you know, how many years is it now since there's no Barry from EastEnders? You got pushed down the hill.
Changed my passport. it's 14 years.
14 wow. years,
yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, wow. And at the time there was a bit of controversy. Did he fall? Was he pushed? Did she mean to just push me away from her, Janine? Mm. Or did she mean to push me off? And the truth is, I'd found out they were going to write me in to have a love affair with Pat Butcher, so I jumped.
VillaPlus.com is the website to go to. Sean Williamson, Barry from EastEnders, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire. Cheers. Thanks.